Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Along with Johnny O. Johnny O is here, ladies and gentlemen. You can actually see him in the Facebook live stream. And again, if you could help me with the Facebook live stream today, Facebook is preventing me from sharing this anywhere. So it looks like the shadow banning is back. It's making me nuts. Whatever you can do to help me, I would appreciate it. So, Johnny, you had some interesting insights regarding talking with some of the workers there. Mm-hmm. You're not blaming the workers.
No. The workers are fantastic.
They gave you some good insights about the miserable road conditions.
Yes.
Tell them
and,
about this.
Well, they said that...
Oh, by the way, this is the Belmont bus. Hold on. Any excuse that I can't play this?
Oh, okay.
What's happening? Okay. The Belmont bus.
Okay, the Belmont bus. Okay.
Why should you want to know?
Okay.
All right. What do you want to know?
Yeah.
Well, they told me that, a buddy of mine brings me some dirt that they do the road cleaning when they clean the side of the ditch. When they ditch, they're looking for a place to dump dirt. So I use a lot of fill dirt on my property.
For what?
For what? To level out my ground, okay? When I bought my house, they took it all the dirt out for clay. There was a lot of clay in there, so they took a lot of the clay out. So it was just like a ditch.
Yeah.
So I brought a lot of fill dirt in there and been filling it and using it, and they always do. And Scott's one of the guys that works out there, and he every time they're close by, they say, can we, you know, we have a place to dump it. I let them park their equipment in my yard and stuff like that when they're doing, like, the road and stuff like that.
Your neighbors must love you.
Yeah.
But anyway, go on.
So, I ask him, I says, you know, what's the road? He says there is just that they never have any, they say there's no money to patch the roads and pave the roads or do whatever. And these roads have been in bad shape for just not this year. You know, I'm sick of hearing the weather and the winter is here all that. You can't blame it on that.
Yeah.
And the runoffs and all that.
Yeah.
I just see all that and nothing is getting done. I see nothing working out there.
Nothing changes.
No.
Nothing changes at all. Speaking of changes, you brought up an interesting point regarding East Ohio Regional Hospital and Martin's Ferry.
Yeah, that's going to be the new Spirit Halloween store. Or a great haunted house. I mean, seriously, if you wanted to get that, you could pay the property tax for maybe a month and rent that. You know,
and you could actually, you know, what Davies could do, Mayor Davies, is hire Sean Friggin Norman to set up another haunted house there at East Ohio Regional Hospital.
That's it.
And that would be
creepy to go into that.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. I wonder if they have any bodies still there.
I don't know. They got the things in the wall probably that pulls them, you know, when they had them in there years ago, because it's the old hospital there still, the old hospital.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. So anything else about the roads? Because this morning you were losing your mind after you trashed me.
Well, I was just saying, it's just, you know, I mean, my truck is built Ford Tough.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, these road conditions are just tearing out. People sitting on the highway with busted tires. I see it. You know, I've got...
This is how, and this is not a commercial for Ford or Richard Bazzi or anything like that, but this is actually a good indicator of actually how good the F-150
is. Oh, it's super tough. Yes, it's super tough.
It can handle. Here's how good the F-150... I can't believe I'm doing a free commercial for this
guy. There you go.
It is so good that it can actually handle the Belmont County roads.
Right.
It is that damn tough.
Well, my buddy Thomas just posted, you liked it, about what he said. We pay taxes on our vehicles. We put taxes on our plates.
Yes.
We pay this, and then you can't drive the car. And like West Virginia is the same way. They charge you a tax, and they inspect your car. The roads aren't inspected to put your car on to drive on the highway.
Exactly. It's absolutely insane. But if there's ever a vehicle that can withstand County roads.
It's the F-150.
Especially yours. You've got special decals on it.
It's all souped up and everything. It does have a great ride. It is a great riding truck.
You suck up. You
I know.
Suck
Richard,
up,
it
you.
Rocks, man. I'm
okay.
telling you.
Send him an invoice.
All right.
Top of rate card of my show.
All right. There you go.
Which would be $2.
Well, he likes your autograph and a picture of you.
I'm
I don't
sure
know if we have any of those. So.
I'm sure he would.
Do we have any of those?
I could find
you
some.
You finally got stickers, so I know that.
Yeah,
so.
I could probably find one for Mr. Bazzi.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Anything else, Johnny?
No, and nothing else. Just fix the roads.
Indeed. And thank you again for Roar, for being a great DJ.
Hey, I really
Saturday
enjoyed
night.
That. That was a great turnout.
Sexual
it's
assault
for
help,
great cause.
Sexual Assault Help Center and Ashley Carpenter. I think she did a great job.
She did a great
microphone.
Job. Your wife, Leslie, did a great job. It was there. Everybody that was there, open arms. You took care of me. You were a great hostess.
I didn't do anything. I just came
you did.
By
you didn't have a little French maid outfit on or nothing, but you know.
Not this time, but maybe next time for you. Yeah. You want the high heels again?
Yes, please.
Okay, fine.
Thank
those
you,
FM heels for the FM jock.
That's it.
Or something to that effect. Get out of here, you pervert!
like.
All right, fine. So that's Johnny O. Every morning I have to listen to him in our state-of-the-art studio here, which is not soundproof. This is actually not soundproof. So as I'm doing the show here, I can actually hear Johnny O doing his show in the other studio. Not that I'm bitter about this. Not that I'm bitter. But I can hear it in any event. All right, so there's that. Next, I want to talk. Okay, I did the Belmont County with respects and Teresa and Chrissy and Jacob and Dennis and Tina and everybody else there. They're all just absolutely wonderful, wonderful people. Brian was very nice, posted on Facebook as well. But I still can't believe I broke that bottle. I still cannot believe it. I can't believe it. All right, fine. So we've got that. Next, this story that Channel 7, Channel 7 is not even pretending. Not even pretending to be unbiased anymore. They're not even pretending. Every week or every other week, there's this ragtag group of Marxist misfits that protest. They all hate Trump is what it is. And so they march up and down a couple of streets, and they know that 7 is going to be covering them as like it's a big news story. And, I mean, the propaganda press is unbelievable. It's so bad now that Channel 7 News is not even pretending to be unbiased. They had a picture of the ragtag Marxist misfits, and either they are on the Channel 7 News parking lot, the property, or certainly around it on the sidewalk. But 7 posted this picture, and there's a great big sign there of the on the side of Channel 7's building, and there are the protesters. And they all hate Trump. They all hate Trump, and they're calling Trump and Elon Musk Nazis. In fact, two of them are holding up big signs with the swastika, with the circle, with the line through it as a way to say essentially ban Nazis. And what they're really doing is they're saying that Trump and Elon Musk are Nazis. And you would have thought that if you're going to get any sort of a fair coverage on this, that Channel 7, the news people, would be asking them, why do you call Donald Trump a Nazi? Why do you call Elon Musk a Nazi? Because that's what these signs are saying. And then you want to ban these two Nazis. Why do you call them Nazis? Do you even understand what the Nazis did in World War II? Even before World War II? I mean, do you understand what they did and who they are? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And the protesters, including this Martha Polinsky, I don't even know if she's a local person. She might be. They never tell you who she is other than, oh, she's with this group and she's the spokesperson. I've got the audio for you from Channel 7's coverage. And what's really interesting is that they allow these Marxist misfits to say anything at all, and there's never any challenge to any of their statements. It really is just, you know, pathetic news coverage. So why am I not hearing it? Hold on. Oh, I know why. Hold on a second. Oh, damn it. Wait a minute.
There we go. Once again in Wheeling to protest against problems in our current administration. Event coordinator Martha Polinsky says she feels there are many unconstitutional things going on, from Social Security concerns to the destruction of necessary departments. She says MOVE is here to bring attention to those problems and stand up for democracy.
Are worried about protecting our freedom of speech, the freedom of the press. We want to make sure that our voices are heard.
I don't think they're going to realize it until it all hits the fan. Until it starts to happen, and then it's going to hurt. People are going to be hurt, you know, with everything that's going on there.
Polinsky says MOVE plans to hold more protests in the future.
Yeah, and you can bet that Channel 7 will be more than happy to cover them, because they're all in on it. It's all the propaganda press. I mean, they're actually posing right outside the Channel 7 building. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. Now, several things with this with this news coverage. And I'm not blaming the reporter. The reporter's hands are tied. You know, the reporter's got to, you know, answer to the higher-ups with Nexstar and all of that. But when this Martha Pilinsky, they never tell you who she is other than, well, she's with this March Ohio Valley Empowered, M-O-V-E, MOVE, not to be confused with the MOVE in Philadelphia a few years ago, this really nasty black nationalist organization that it just beyond ugly, beyond horrible. This is a different MOVE, M-O-V-E, March Ohio Valley Empowered, but they don't tell you who they are. They don't tell you who's financing them. They don't tell you anything about this Martha Pilinsky. Is she a local person, or is she somebody that just comes in from some other part of the state or the country in order to do this? And when she asks, or when she makes statements like, we're worried about protecting our freedom of speech, freedom of the press, we want to make sure our voices are heard. What the hell does that even mean? If this were not propaganda, the question from the reporter would be, how are you protecting your freedom of speech with this protest? Protecting what? What are you talking about? Explain yourself. Freedom of the press? What are you saying, that Donald Trump is opposed to freedom of the press? Why would you say that? What? Give me some examples. They let them get away with anything. They can say anything. And they pass it off as if it's news. It's not news. It's just propaganda. It's all this is. And the headline, oh my God, March Ohio Valley Empowered, that's MOVE, that's the name of the organization, MOVE members protest against unconstitutional policies and advocate for democracy. That's the headline. March Ohio Valley Empowered members protest against unconstitutional policies and advocate for democracy. What unconstitutional policies? Wouldn't that be like the first question to ask one of these people if you honestly wanted to cover it as a news story as opposed to just propaganda? What unconstitutional policy are you talking about? You're advocating for democracy. What does that even mean? What makes you think there's not democracy? And the democracy, we had an example of democracy in November. The citizens of the United States voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. Landslide, electoral college vote, landslide, the popular vote, landslide, all six swing states. Landslide, the vast majority of counties in the nation. That's democracy. You may not like it, may not like the results, just like an awful lot of people did not like the results of democracy when Obama was president or George W. Bush or Bill Clinton and on and on and on and on, but that's democracy. But this ragtag group of Marxist misfits never are challenged. They're never challenged. Another question that I'd be asking this Martha Pilinsky, whoever the hell she is, because they never tell you who she is. She live here? Does she work here? What's her background? Who is this person? Why do you have signs saying that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are Nazis? In fact, interview those two guys who were holding up those signs. You have a swastika with a circle and a line through it. They're two different signs. Each one of them has that. So they're obviously calling Trump and or Elon Musk Nazis. Why not interview them and say, why do you think Donald Trump is a Nazi? Do you know what a Nazi is? Why do you think Elon Musk is a Nazi? Do you know what a Nazi is? Do you know what the Nazis did? Why not interview these people? Why not ask them, why do you have signs that are you're saying that these people are Nazis? Here in the friendly city of Wheeling, the friendly city, it's actually called the friendly city. You would have thought that any reporter, and I'm not picking on the reporter because this is Channel 7, this is their whole propaganda. They just hate Trump as much as billionaire Bob Nutting hates Trump. Billionaire, I mean, he obviously inherited the money. But they never ask. They never ask. They never hold him accountable. interview the different people who are holding the sign saying, oh, your sign is saying this, that Elon Musk needs to be deported. Tell us why that is. You never see any of this stuff. It's all propaganda. Unconstitutional policies, really, which one? Advocating for democracy? Well, didn't we have democracy in November? And Trump won in a landslide. These are the most basic questions that any reporter would ask. And again, I'm not blaming the reporter, because no matter who the reporter is, it's going to be the same thing with Channel 7. Because Channel 7 hates Trump. And now they're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're not even trying to hide it. It's just one great big happy family full of Trump derangement syndrome. Very, very sad. Very sad.